James Harrisimo. Website: votejames.net. Facebook: City Councilor James. Twitter: James Harrisimo. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, 20 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? Restaurant and hospitality industry 30 years. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. This will be my third run at Victoria City Council. With my kids now teenagers, I feel have the time and experience to commit to being the councillor this city deserves. With two practice runs under my belt, I've had much time to listen and think about municipal politics. In the past, I've volunteered with environmental organizations and on provincial campaigns. I was on the school PAC. I've also managed and owned my own small business. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I've had a passion for politics since I was very young. My father ran for a federal seat in the Yukon where I grew up. I've always been interested in people and social issues. Growing up Métis, there has always been a desire to bring people together. Food and gatherings were essential to a balanced life. I love Victoria and would love nothing more than to be a voice at City Hall. What are your top three issues? 1. Safety. As a parent, and working downtown in hospitality, this is my main concern. We need to do more to support mental illness. 2. Affordable housing. 3. Arts and culture. We need to go into 2023 with a positive outlook and desire to work together and listen. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Over the next 25 years in Victoria, I hope to see most of our densification growth between the Save on Foods Arena and Mayfair Mall. Light rail should be well on the way if not finished. Government Street will have a glass, open-air retractable roof over several blocks to allow for year-long usage for tourists and locals. There will be an amazing First Nations-run cultural, education center and museum with live dancing, totem pole carving, and food. Victoria will become home of a world-class geek, nerd museum and entertainment pavilion, hosting conventions and attracting thousands of tourists yearly. There will be lots and lots of doctors. What's one big idea you have for your community? Affordable housing through nano housing. For years I've been envisioning an affordable habitat where the most financially unstable could afford to live. Seniors, students and low-income workers need options. For people who want to stay in Victoria and are happy to give up unneeded personal space for the opportunity to stay here. Fitness rooms, a theater, library, games rooms, communal kitchen, rooftop gardens and other common areas will create social networking. Car-sharing vehicles would limit the need for an abundance of parking.